Daybreak, 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 29. Devotional focus verse. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. 2 Samuel 7:14-15. Our first home was located on a street in a rather poor district of our city. Most of the homes surrounding it were rentals with residents who had little interest in maintaining the properties. However, across the street from us was a beautiful colonial-style white home. It was the nicest house on the street. I loved to look at it and see the owners constantly improving the landscaping by manicuring the lawn and planting flowers. Sometime later, I noticed that the grass was getting taller before it was mowed, and nobody planted flowers in the spring. In fact, after a few months of neglect, the house looked deserted. In talking with some of the neighbors, I found out that the family living there had split up. The wife and son had moved away, and only the husband remained in the house. For the rest of the time that we lived there, the condition of the home deteriorated. Recently, I drove by the house and was surprised to see that still no improvements had been made to it. In fact, it looked worse than ever. As I drove away, I was reminded of what the devil does in the lives of people. He shows no mercy but loves to divide and destroy the lives of individuals and their families. In today's text, we read where God had promised David that his mercy would not depart from his son, who would become king after him. This was significant because God had rejected Saul. What a thrill it must have been to David to know that mercy would temper God's justice in the life of his son. We too can be spared God's judgment if we ask him to forgive us our sins. We are not worthy of his mercy, but he freely gives it to us. Do you want God's mercy to envelop your life and the lives of those you love? Fear God, keep his commandments, and serve him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God will honor your faithfulness and extend his mercy to you. Background information. The Lord had established David and his kingdom. Verse 1 of this chapter begins by stating that the king sat in his house. After years of unrest and war, David was finally able to live in the palace that Hiram, king of Tyre, had built for him. 2 Samuel 5:11. During this time of peace in his kingdom, David voiced his desire to build a house for the Lord. David noted that he was living in a house of cedar and the Ark of God was placed within curtains. He voiced his thoughts to Nathan, the prophet of God. Upon hearing David's suggestions, Nathan immediately approved and encouraged David to do what was on his heart. However, God spoke to Nathan and let him know that he had other plans. He told him to speak to David and tell him that he had chosen David's son to build the house of God. Included in God's message through Nathan was the promise that God would build a spiritual house through David. This was a prophetic reference to Jesus Christ. When David heard this, he did not respond to God through Nathan. He himself sat before the Lord and opened his heart to him and voiced his gratitude. The statement that he sat before the Lord likely indicates that he went to the tabernacle and presented himself before the Lord with thanksgiving. Instead of kneeling or standing to pray, he sat. This implies that David took his time to meditate on what God had said and also formulate his own response to God. Though David was a man of extraordinary gifts and graces, who was honorable as a king and successful against his enemies, he spoke to God as though he was astounded that God would choose him and his family for this great purpose. Before he gave praise to God for his greatness, he acknowledged that God knew his heart, which was the heart of a servant. The word servant comes from the Hebrew root word abad, which means to work, to serve, to enslave, to be a bondman. His acceptance speech included humbling himself to the lowest rank. His discourse to God ended with him claiming his blessing and asking God to therefore grant it upon his house or posterity forever. Conclusion. Mercy is an important, freely given ingredient that we can easily overlook as Christians. Let us ask God to continue to extend mercy to us, our families, and those who will succeed us.